This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A fresh round of rockets today hit an Iraqi base where U.S.-led coalition forces are stationed. Five coalition members and two Iraqi soldiers were reportedly wounded. A coalition spokesman said 25 rockets hit the base. The unusual daytime assault on Camp Taji came just days after a similar attack on the base killed two American service members and a British medic, wounding at least 14 others. After Taji was hit on Wednesday, U.S. airstrikes hit five weapons depots of the Iranian-backed group Kataib Hezbollah in Iraq. Saying we will defeat this threat, U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. With 1,700 COVID-19 infections and more than 40 deaths reported in the country, Mr. Trump had come under increasing pressure in recent days to take action, as governors and mayors across the United States declared states of emergency in their own jurisdictions. The president's move will mean $50 billion to allow states to request that the federal government pay 75% of costs for emergency workers, medical supplies, virus testing, and more. A coronavirus aid measure has passed the U.S. House and goes to the Senate next week for a vote. It represents a compromise between the Trump administration and Congress. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the Families First bill.
We have an effective stimulus to the economy, injecting those resources, as well as with this bill, putting funds in the pockets of people who may be affected by the crisis.
President Trump says he fully supports the measure. It provides 2 weeks of paid sick and family leave for those affected by the virus. It would also expand safety net programs that help people weather economic downturns, including children who stand to lose free meals if their schools are shut down. And the president said he is ordering that interest payments on federal student loans be waived until further notice. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington,